This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
See, if you look at South Africa's history, it's actually layered with trauma, apartheid, dispossession, violence, poverty, gender-based violence, family breakdown, and the constant grind of economic insecurity in poor. So many experts say that today is just a symptom of all those untreated issues and continuous failures of the government.
So we promised you earlier on that we'll have a conversation this morning, and that's what we are doing. We are talking to Valerie Govender, Executive Director of the Institute of Healing Memories. Good morning. Welcome. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am doing great, and I think that it's a beautiful day.
No, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time and taking the time on a cold morning to talk to us. Now, today's event definitely has the potential to be one of the events that the future South Africans will need healing from. Why is it important that today remains peaceful?
On behalf of the Institute of Healing of Memories, we know that people have a right to raise concerns, but no grievance justifies violence or the dehumanization of others. So while we recognize that people have real concerns and peaceful protests is part of democracy, we are deeply concerned about the rising tensions and the way some protests are turning divisive and violent with intimidation. So at this moment, we are really urging South Africans to remain calm, exercise restraint, and just be responsible leaders within their own communities.
You know, in the past 30 years of democracy, South Africa has been governed by certain principles, the likes of Ubuntu. You are calling for us to remember those principles as we head into this day. So tell us a bit more about, your thinking.
So we are reminded about Ubuntu. I am because we are. And this calls us to really recognize that our humanity is shared and indivisible. And when we harm one another, we actually deepen the very wounds we are striving to heal. When we choose empathy and patience, and even solidarity, we strengthen those bonds that hold our society together. But the bottom line in the midst of the season we find ourselves is truly is that we cannot allow fear, frustration, or even uncertainty to turn us against one another. We need to remain calm and respond with kindness and commit ourselves to lawful and peaceful processes. The bottom line is that our shared humanity must guide us, especially in these kinds of uncertain times.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the space that you operate in as the Institute of Healing Memories, you create dialogue and the likes. Have you found that the issue of illegal immigration comes up in the different dialogues that you would have?
Yes. We work with a diverse group of communities, and especially in more recent times, the build-up to this day, there have been quite a few organizations and communities that have reached out to us from a place of fear, and we have found that the dialogue and being able to actually just engage and have people unpack their feelings and their fears have resulted in peace. And I think this is what we as South Africans need. We need dialogue. We need to be able to hold each other accountable to dialogue and to be able to talk about things without intimidation or fear. And that is what we're actually calling for. We're saying let us engage in dialogue rather than confrontation and choose understanding over fear. So to be calm against xenophobia and Afrophobia and all of these new words that are coming up in conversation recently, I think let us have accountable conversations with each other.
Yeah. No, thank you for talking to us. And we hope that, as you were saying, today will not turn out into a day that as a country we will need to heal from. I appreciate you talking to us. That's the Executive Director of Institute for Healing Memories, Valerie Govender.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.